In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee. O Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, art everywhere and fills all things, treasure of blessings, giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Having risen from sleep, I thank thee, O Holy Trinity, for in the abundance of thy goodness and thy patience, thou hast not become angry with me for my laziness and sinfulness, nor hast thou destroyed me together with mine iniquities. Instead, in thy usual love for mankind, thou hast raised me from the gloominess of sleep, that I might rise up early and glorify thy power. Enlighten now the eyes of my mind, and open down my lips, that I may come to learn thy words, understand thy commandments, accomplish thy will, glorify thee in heartfelt confession, and praise thine holy name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ, our King and our God. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified in thy sayings, and victorious when thou dost judge. Behold, I was conceived in iniquity, and sins did my mother bear me. For behold, thou lovest truth, and the secrets of thy wisdom thou hast made known to me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me hear of joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast humbled may rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy ruling spirit. Then shall I teach transgressors thy ways, and the godless shall return to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou hast desired a sacrifice, and I would have given it. But thou hast no delight in whole burnt offerings. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good, O Lord, design in thy good pleasure, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblations and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Having risen from sleep, I offer thee, O Savior, this midnight song. And falling down, I cry to thee. Let me not fall asleep in the death of sin, but have compassion on me, O thou who hast voluntarily crucified. And raise me quickly as I lie in laziness, and save me as I stand in prayer. And after the night's sleep, O Christ God, shine a sinless day upon me and save me. O Lord, who in thine abundant goodness and thy great compassion has granted me, thy servant, to pass through this night untempted by any evil of the enemy, grant also unto me, O Master and Creator of all, that I might accomplish thy will in thy true light, and with an illumined heart, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Lord God Almighty, God of hosts and all flesh, who dwellest on high, lookest down upon the humble, searching the heart and innermost being, clearly for knowing the secrets of men. Thou art the pre-eternal and ever-existing light, in whom there is no variation nor shadow of change. O immortal King, accept our prayers which we now offer thee from defiled lips, trusting in the multitude of thy mercies. Forgive all our sins committed in deed or word or thought, in knowledge or in ignorance, and cleanse us from the corruption of flesh and spirit. Grant us to pass through the entire night of this present life with a watchful heart and a sober mind, ever expecting the coming of the bright and manifest day of thine only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, when the Judge of all will come with glory to reward each according to his deeds. May we not be found fallen and lazy, but alert and roused to action, prepared to enter into his joy in the divine chamber of his glory, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing and indescribable is the delight of those who behold the inexpressible beauty of thy countenance. For thou art the true light which enlightens and sanctifies all, and all creation sings thy praises unto the ages of ages. Amen. O holy angel, interceding for my wretched soul and my passion-filled life, forsake me not a sinner, neither depart from me because of my lack of self-control. Leave no room for the wicked demon to master me by taking control over my mortal flesh. Strengthen my weak and feeble hand and guide me in the path of salvation. O holy angel of God, the guardian and protector of my wretched soul and body, forgive me all the sorrows I have caused in every day of my life and for whatever sins I may have committed during the past night. Protect me during this present day and guard me from every temptation of the enemy, that I may not anger God by any sin, and pray to the Lord for me, that he may strengthen me in the fear of him, and make me his servant, worthy of his goodness. Amen. O most holy Lady Theotokos, to thy holy and all-powerful prayers, banish from me thy humble and unworthy servant despondency, forgetfulness, unreasonableness, indifference, and all impure, evil, and blasphemous thoughts out of my wretched heart and darkened mind. Extinguish the flame of my passion, for I am poor and wretched. Deliver me from my numerous and wicked memories and fantasies. Free me from every evil action, for blessed art thou by all generations, and glorified is thy most honorable name unto all ages. Amen. Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, Mary full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, for thou wast born the Savior of our soul. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate with the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. O Lord, grant that I may meet all this coming day brings me with a spiritual tranquility. Grant that I may fully surrender myself to thy holy will, and every hour of this day direct and support me in all things. Whatsoever news may reach me in the course of the day, teach me to accept it with a calm soul and a firm conviction that all is subject to thy holy will. Direct my thoughts and feelings in all my words and actions, in all unexpected occurrences. Do not let me forget that all is sent down from thee. Grant that I may deal straightforwardly and wisely with every member of my family, neither embarrassing nor saddening them. O Lord, grant me the strength to endure the trials of the coming day and all the events that take place during it. Direct my will, teach me to pray, to believe, to hope, to be patient, forgive, and to love. Amen. Remember, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, thine eternal mercies and compassion. Bow down thine ear and hear the prayer that we offer for all thy people as a spiritual fragrance. First of all, remember thy holy Catholic and apostolic church. Establish, strengthen, broaden, and multiply her. Grant her peace and keep her eternally unassailable by the gates of hell. Calm the quarrels of the churches, put out the arrogance of the heathen, swiftly destroy and uproot the rebellions of heresies, turning them into nothing by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Save, O Lord, have mercy upon our pastors and spiritual fathers, through their prayers have mercy on us, and save us and forgive our sins. Save, O Lord, have mercy on our nation, upon all who serve our country, the president, civil authorities, and armed forces. Save, O Lord, have mercy upon our church, all who serve our church, the parish council, servers, singers, teachers, and all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Save, O Lord, have mercy on our family. Save, O Lord, have mercy on our friends and neighbors. Save, O Lord, have mercy on all monks and nuns. Save, O Lord, have mercy on the sick and the suffering. Save, O Lord, have mercy on the lonely and abandoned, the elderly and infants, the poor and homeless, orphans, widows and widowers, for all in prison and exile. Save, O Lord, have mercy on those who are sad or in grief, the victims of misfortune or violence. Save, O Lord, have mercy on the servants persecuted for their faith in Christ. Save, O Lord, have mercy on those who labor and bear witness to thy kingdom and thy love for man. Save, O Lord, have mercy on those who hate me and offend me and do me harm. Do not let them perish because of me, a sinner. Save, O Lord, have mercy on those whom I have caused to stumble, turning them away from the path of salvation and leading them to evil and unseemly deeds. Return them to the path of salvation by the divine providence. Grant remission of sins, Lord, to all our fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers who have departed before us in the faith and the hope of the resurrection, and make their memory eternal. Grant them to live with thy saints in the light of thy countenance, participating in thy eternal good things and the enjoyment of the eternal and blessed life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of the prayers of thy most pure mother, our venerable and God-fearing fathers and all the saints, have mercy on us. Amen.